WGTL bringing you Audio Adrenaline's Love Was Stronger. Phillips, Craig, and Dean, There Is a God. Before that, a happy Tuesday at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Tuesday indeed. Monday through Thursday nights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. You can text, email, Facebook, or call in your request to Nick Monday through Thursdays between 8 and 10 for the WJTL Request Show, which is sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
Joining us on the phone this morning, our friend Patty Estep. Patty is the executive director of Anchor Lancaster. Good morning to you, Patty.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
Hey, good morning.
And Patty, tell us, well, before you tell us about Anchor, anybody you want to say hi to this morning besides Annie and me?
Well, I'll give a big shout out to all the Anchor Lancaster volunteers and staff. They are busy in the kitchen right now preparing breakfast.
Oh, tell us all about Anchor and what you guys are doing.
I would love to. So our mission is to serve a free breakfast to Lancaster's low-income, unsheltered, and any and all who are hungry in our city. We also provide showers to our neighbors who live on the streets of Lancaster.
Tell us about how you guys have pivoted during this time of COVID to meet the needs of those in Lancaster that you serve.
Certainly. So before COVID, we had our dining room open and we were serving a buffet style meal to all our friends who came, which was about 150 and sometimes near the end of the month, closer to 200. But with COVID, we had to do a very quick pivot. And so what we are doing now is we are cooking the breakfast in our kitchen and then we take it. Our kitchen's on the second floor, so then we bring it down in the elevator and to our door on Walnut Street, and then our guests line up outside. They come in, they get a bag of extra food like cereal and things and a napkin and a spoon, and then they get to pick up a hot meal, and then they can decide if they want to add juice to that and coffee, and then they go out another door. So they're actually one at a time coming in the building, and they're probably in the building for about 20 seconds.
Wow. That sounds very efficient.
What a smart way, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're actually still allowing showers, too. Tell us about that.
Yes, Fred, I'd love to tell you about that. So October is our one-month anniversary of offering showers to our friends who live on the street. And we started with a two-day-a-week program, and we are now doing 3 days a week, and we can do up to about 16 to 18 showers a day. And on Friday, we were really hustling, and we got 21 showers
wow.
in. So we bring two in. We bring two of our friends in at a time because we have two different restrooms with showers, and they get 15 minutes, and we offer them a towel, a washcloth, and then a bag of toiletries.
That's amazing. How about volunteers? Do you need volunteers at this time, Patty?
Actually, we don't. When the dining room was open, we had about 150 volunteers that did a rotating schedule. But with COVID, we have had to cut that way back because of spacing in the kitchen. So we only have 5 volunteers a day. And they're just really dedicated. So I have the same 5 on Monday, and then a Tuesday team and a Wednesday team and so forth.
That's so cool.
So at this point, yeah. So yeah. At this point, we are not accepting more volunteers.
If folks want more information about Lancaster or about Anchor Lancaster, I tried to put it all together. can they visit you online, Patty?
Yes, absolutely. We have a Facebook, Anchor Lancaster. And then we also have a website, which is anchorlancaster.org.
Wonderful. Coming up, we'll talk more with Patty. We'll find out more about how you can get involved and what Anchor Lancaster is doing in the community. Also, we have music from Cast.